Episode 1007, What Breaks Your Heart Draws You Closer.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you were excited because it is Friday. It is Confession Day. And yes, you made it through the week. You should be so thrilled with yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a hip, hip hooray. Oh my goodness, I'm losing my voice. And we're talking about confessions. What breaks your heart draws you close. I hope you have the energy today because you know what? If not, I'll hold that torch for you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, all of us need reminders. What breaks your heart draws you closer. And that is your priorities, what you really need to be focusing on regardless of your to-do list, your appointments, dinner, and even your social media feed. My youngest was feeling yucky earlier this week, and he came home after school, and he just fell asleep and almost slept through dinner. Not typical for this very active, fun-loving little man. And as the evening progressed to night, the fever set in, and yes, the upset stomach monster arrived. Oh, it was not a good evening. Not something I had planned on the calendar. I wasn't frustrated with him as much as I was frustrated with the inconvenience of having to reschedule my evening and the next day. Now remember, this is all confession, right? So I'm confessing here. It's the ghost of inconvenience that pops up where you least need it, causing havoc and troubles for daily happiness. But quickly, the mom guilt set in for me. Any of this sound familiar to you? Oh, I felt so bad. Now remember, all this is happening in a brief amount of time. We're talking maybe 90 seconds worth of time. It's so fast. And I began to ask myself, how could these thoughts even cross my mind? Who really is more important? Where are my priorities? It's so tough being a parent and trying to run circles around your life. When does the circus stop? You just want to get off the train. Has your week felt like that? You're running circles around your own life. You just can't keep up with everything and all you're doing is going, oh my gosh, I can't do any more. How much more can I stuff into my day? Well, within minutes, reality hit for me. Yes, I love my son, and I would do anything to take care of him. Nothing on the calendar, even though I had 3 interviews scheduled, along with multiple client appointments, not to take into account everything else of my dailies, plus the move, we had people coming over. It was, well, just imagine chaos. Nothing, though, could keep me away from taking care of him. Yet I know this is a struggle for every parent. If you aren't working, then you can't bring the bacon home. You've heard that saying. And we run back and forth like, gosh, how do I really truly find balance? Where is this harmony that I'm looking for in my life? I need happiness. And right now, all I feel like is I am just grasping at anything that comes my way. Straws, hay, I don't care what it is. But you're barely surviving. I think about California right now, and I am so heartbroken to see the devastation of the fires. Lives just wiped off the face of this earth. Yet we live our days as if that's never going to happen. What if you were to walk out one day from your house and to return to nothing except your loved ones that you would be able to hold? Some weren't so lucky. What breaks your heart draws you closer. It's not easy. It's not easy living life. God never made it to be easy because we're fallen. But we can figure out strategies to get through these things because, come on, be honest with yourself. This stuff goes through your mind. I know it does. The child wakes up that morning and you're like, oh, you got a fever. Oh, come on. We'll just, here, let me shove some medicine down you and off to school you go. Now, maybe you haven't actually done that, but you thought it. I kept telling my son, sweetheart, you don't have to go to school. He wasn't running a fever. The wonderful upset stomach monster finally settled down, thank goodness, early in the morning. And he said, Mom, I don't want to miss anything. And I thought, oh, that was a kick right where it needed to go, right in my own gut. I don't want to miss anything. What are we missing in our lives by living by our calendar and not living by our priorities, our values, what we set up for? What did you dream about when you were a little girl? A little boy? Okay, boys, you don't count. Because you don't think about these Cinderella stories like us girls do. If you do, great. So continue on with me in this thought process. But girls, you know what it's like. We dream of the big wedding and having the hubby and we get all the kids and the white picket fence. Maybe it's not a white picket fence. Maybe it's an iron fence and a swimming pool in the backyard. Whatever your dream was. Only to come to realize that that's not what it really looks like. I don't want to miss anything, Mom. I don't want to miss anything. How do you not miss anything? What breaks your heart draws you close. You got to plan for the unplanned, plan for the unexpected. That is your KISS, to keep it simple, strategy. This is the way you can explore and relinquish the guilt when it comes to the beauty of the unexpected, because it hits us all. And we don't want to deal with it, honestly, right? Because it's unexpected. It's not planned. And if you're one of those who really likes their life planned out, oh my goodness, this throws a whole wrench into your life. And it seems like a year, but it happened all in one day. Remember those days? Maybe you just had one this week. And you're sitting there pulling your hair out. And sometimes literally you're pulling your hair out because you don't know what to do. Well, let's talk about this, KISS. Plan for the unplanned. I know it's kind of funny, right? Plan for the unplanned. Well, I want to have a play on words. But the strategy that I give you is not a play on words. It's something that actually works, and it's not something that we think about. So it's confession day. I want you to fess up that this does happen. You're normal. Yes. Isn't it nice to know that you're normal? It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good even when it's, since it's a Friday, it feels even better. So number one, build in flexibility. This gives yourself room to make adjustments. Your schedule cannot be concrete if you have children. If you haven't learned that by now, learn it today. If that's the only thing you take away from this episode, learn it. Maybe your children are young and you are right now a stay-at-home mom and they're not into 20,000 different activities. But if you have three children and each of them have a minimum of two activities, you're going to be walking into this particular situation. And one day you're going to look back and say, I remember this crazy lady that would talk to me. And she talked to me something about plan for the unplanned. Uh-huh. Yeah. Build in flexibility. You got to know kind of where you're headed, even if you're not headed there. Maybe you have to have kind of a list. Well, if something happens, if the child gets sick, what happens? Now, if you're a single parent, oh, it's even more challenging, isn't it? Because then you have to coordinate two totally different calendars. But you can do it if you build in flexibility. And most of us don't. Why? Because we like structure. We like habits. We like to be all everything in a box, and life doesn't happen with everything in a box. So you got to build in flexibility. Number two, add in comfort. That's one thing that when my son told me he wasn't feeling well, and I was like, sweetheart, he looked exhausted. He really did. And I said, sweetie, you just need to lay down. Just lay down and rest. He goes, and when he does life, man, he lives it out to the fullest. Whether it's playing with the neighbors, whether it's going to school and learning, I mean, he is all in for a child, which is awesome. I love that about him. But I also know that when he gets drained, it zaps every bit of energy and life out of him. I'm like, sweetie, just lay down. I'm like, okay, maybe this too shall pass. It's nothing major. Oh, no, it was a little viral. And he's like, Mom, I just don't feel good. And then the episode. Oh, yes. The monster. We do not like those monsters. Do you like those monsters? Yes. Well, if you're eating breakfast, I wanted to call it something else. Doesn't it sound better? Calling it the upset stomach monster? Yeah, I think I'm going with that. Okay, so add in comfort. And this isn't comfort for the people who are having the issues. This is the comfort for you. What calms you in a situation of frustration or the unexpected? We don't think about those things, do we? Because we're so frazzled that we're just like, I got to get it done. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to get it done. That's what your mind's going through. And then you're frustrated, and then your blood pressure, and then you get hot, and then you get cold and sweaty palms, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I just can't handle this anymore. What breaks your heart draws you close. You got to add in comfort. So figure out what calms you down. Maybe for you, you need to have a special lotion. I know for some people, lavender is awesome. And so I have some friends who actually have lavender hand lotion. So no matter where they are, if something happens, they know that in their initial, you know, processing of what's going on, they can put a little lotion. It allows them to physically move their hand, squeeze, right? Because why? That's kind of frustration. You're getting it out. You're going, okay, I can do this. Yet at the same time, the smell, the aromatherapy that's happening is like, oh, and it just calms your soul. So add in comfort. Number three, and this one, in my opinion, is the most important. Rest in the Lord. Rest in Him. Know that God's got you. No matter what you're facing. I turn on the TV and I hear these horrible stories of the families that are returning back to their homes that are totally destroyed. Charred. I mean, nothing salvageable. Nothing. We haven't heard a lot of stories yet from Puerto Rico. They're still having problems out there from the hurricane and how it destroyed cities upon cities upon cities. It's just devastating. Rest in the Lord. Know that God's got you. Whether it's a flood, whether it's a fire, whether it's the upset stomach monster. God's got you in all of this. You're not alone. However, I know most of the time we try to operate alone. We do. We want to be our own superhero. I don't think, honestly, that we mean to do it that way, but it just happens. We get into that mommy-daddy mode of like, I will conquer all. And out comes a cape and off comes the glasses and all of a sudden you're a Superman or Superwoman. Yes, I got this. No, God's got this. Rest in the Lord. Life is not easy. And it's best done together. Maybe you're feeling a little empty or you need some help when it comes to, gosh, how can I figure out what would really work for my season in my life right now? Click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, there's a little form that pops up and you can just answer those questions that will begin our conversation and we will schedule a call. Yes, it's actually a call. You get to talk to me. It's not recorded. We talk specifics about your life. I know sometimes that might seem a little scary, like, gosh, Christiane, I don't know. I mean, I know you, but I don't know you. I mean, I hear you all day, all the time. I feel like we're best friends, but you know what? If you're having those thoughts, it's okay. Because it's the unexpected, right? It's the unknown. We don't plan for it. But know that God's got you. You're not here listening to this by accident. I truly believe that. If God's tugging on your heart, then listen. Sometimes the things that we put off are the things that we need the most right now. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. You are going to have days that you can't do it all. It's a fact of life. But don't wallow in that. Don't worry about it. In all honesty, don't concern yourself with it. Because God's got you. And you have to realize that there are some things you just have to, you know, give up in certain circumstances. What breaks your heart draws you closer. Know your priorities. Go out today, live, love, and impact. Have a blessed weekend. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.